Chapter 6 Rachel Sexton's thoughts were lost in the morning's bizarre developments as her Pavehawk transport tore across the morning sky. And it wasn't until the helicopter rocketed out across Chesapeake Bay that she realized they were heading in entirely the wrong direction. The initial flash of confusion instantly gave way to trepidation. "Hey!" she yelled to the pilot. "What are you doing?" Her voice was barely audible over the rotors. "You're supposed to be taking me to the White House." The pilot shook his head.
"Sorry, ma'am. The president is not at the White House this morning."
Rachel tried to remember if Pickering had specifically mentioned the White House, or whether she had simply assumed. "So where is the president?"
"Your meeting with him is elsewhere."
"No shit.
Where elsewhere?" "Not far now."
"That's not what I asked."
16 more miles."
Rachel scowled at him. This guy should be a politician.
"Do you dodge bullets as well as you dodge questions?"
The pilot didn't answer. It took less than 7 minutes for the chopper to cross the Chesapeake. When land was in sight again, the pilot banked north and skirted a narrow peninsula, where Rachel saw a series of runways and military-looking buildings. The pilot dropped down toward them, and Rachel then realized what this place was. The 6 launch pads and charred rocket towers were a good clue, but if that was not enough, the roof of one of the buildings had been painted with 2 enormous words, Wallops Island. Wallops Island was one of NASA's oldest launch sites. Still used today for satellite launches and testing of experimental aircraft, Wallops was NASA's base away from the spotlight. The president is at Wallops Island? It made no sense. The chopper pilot aligned his trajectory with a series of 3 runways that ran the length of the narrow peninsula. They seemed to be heading for the far end of the center runway. The pilot began to slow.
"You'll be meeting the president in his office."
Rachel turned, wondering if the guy was joking.
"The president of the United States has an office on Wallops Island?"
The pilot looked dead serious.
"The president of the United States has an office wherever he likes, ma'am."
He pointed toward the end of the runway. Rachel saw the mammoth shape glistening in the distance, and her heart almost stopped. Even at 300 yards, she recognized the light blue hull of the modified 747.
"I'm meeting him aboard the..."
"Yes, ma'am. His home away from home."
Rachel stared out at the massive aircraft. The military's cryptic designation for this prestigious plane was VC-25-A, although the rest of the world knew it by another name, Air Force One.
"Looks like you're in the new one this morning,"
the pilot said, motioning to the numbers on the plane's tail fin. Rachel nodded blankly. Few Americans knew that there were actually 2 Air Force Ones in service. A pair of identical, specially configured 747-200-Bs. One with the tail number 28,000 and the other 29,000. Both planes had cruising speeds of 600 miles per hour and had been modified for in-flight refueling, giving them virtually unlimited range.